specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric, an underwriter of the WCNO Ministry, is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Our standing before God is that of righteous. I made a statement last time. I think it's very important for us to understand. If God rejects you as a child of God, you are a true child of God. If God rejects you, he's rejecting Jesus. Let me say it this way in our modern day vernacular. If God kicked you to the curb, he's kicking Jesus to the curb. I know that's a little profound for some because you can be so mired up in stuff. But our attempt is to free you. See, many have received Jesus to go to heaven, but they've not received the truth to be set free from sin, from the wage, not only the wages, but the results, the impacts, everything that sin carries, disease, sickness, infirmity, broken relationship, lack, poverty, confusion, strife, contention. All that is a result of sin. God has freed us from that. Now, Jesus is our righteousness, and that fact is the stumbling block to the religious society. He's a stumbling block to those that are religious because they feel like you have to, you know, do penance. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to give that. You have to sacrifice this. Not so. You have to believe. The Word of God tells us that if any man come to God, he must believe that he is. That's first and foremost. And that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. And let me take it a little further back. You know, it's God himself that gives us a gift to repent. You didn't just one day decide, yeah, I want to get my life right with God. No, God had worked on you, had planted seed in you, sent people across your path, orchestrated your circumstances so that you came to a place of choice. It was a gift. You know, people that you grew up with or that you are around every day that have no mind to serve God. But yet here you are. God's grace and mercy has appeared unto you. See, the word says, for the grace of God has appeared unto all men, teaching us to deny ungodliness and worldly lust. Huh? The grace of God has appeared, but he dealt with you to bring you to a place of making a choice. And you happen to choose him. Well, others chose other directions. Go with me to Romans chapter 10. Jesus, as our righteousness, is the stumbling block. You mess up, you don't have to go and do penance. You know, some people do things, they miss the mark, and then they, you know, it's okay. I encourage you, give more. But don't give more trying to appease God. You know, give more to bless, to be a blessing. But when you go before God in prayer, and this is what I love about God, he's not like people. People will hold you hostage to the last time you messed up. Every time they see you, I remember 5 years ago. Well, see, once you go before God, it's in the sea of forgetfulness. Come on, you got to understand that. God is not angry with you and holding you hostage to something that you missed some time ago and you truly repented. God is not like man. Because see, man, I'll forgive him, but I ain't going to forget. And see, that's what you have to overcome a lot of times. You have to overcome man. God is your friend. Look at somebody tell him, God's my friend. Me and God all right. Even though we ain't all right, me and God all right. Well, we ain't all right, me and God all right. You just have to have trouble with that. You understand? It's important that you free your mind up like this. Stop allowing people and circumstances to hold you hostage when God wants you to move on. All right, foundation. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Moses described, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. See, the prerequisite is belief. I'm reminded of the story of the woman caught in adultery. Now, we know adultery is wrong. It's one, breaking one of the Ten Commandments. It's wrong, it's sinful, it's evil, it's of the devil. But when the woman was caught by the Pharisees, by the Sanhedrin, their motive was to trap Jesus so they could kill him. They probably set the woman up, but they took her in the act, dragged her to Jesus, threw her down at his feet, had the stones ready to stone her to death, and said, the law says this woman is to be stoned to death. We caught her in the act. What do you say? Why don't you just love Jesus? He acted like they weren't even there for a minute. He's just down there doing a little something in the sand, and he looked up, and he said, you that are without sin, cast the first stone. Man, can you see him catching those stones? Finally throwing the stones away and walking away. And after, as they walked away, Jesus spoke to the woman and said, woman, where are your accusers? She said, there are none. He said, neither do I accuse you. But he said, now go, sin no more. In other words, grace came to her. See, that's how people are sometimes. People can be very cruel. The world is very cruel and unforgiving. But the God that we serve, the God that we serve, he upholds us with his righteousness. Now, I want you to see something here in Romans chapter 3, chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness. This is speaking about people that are living right, that are living for God. This is not talking about, you know, murderers and drunkards and, you know, people living in sin. He said, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness. What happens is saints can go about establishing their own righteousness because they are ignorant of God's righteousness. One indication that a person is establishing their own righteousness is that their spirit is very judgmental. They judge everybody, not by the law of the spirit of life, but by their own opinion. And 99.9% of the time, you're wrong. But you just hold it. You're very judgmental. But see, now let me ask you a question. If you are judging the law, how can you be a doer or be living in the law if you are a judge of the law? See, these are those that go about and establish their own righteousness. Let the rule of the word of God be the standard. Not your opinion, not your experience, but the word. These that are living right, that are establishing their own righteousness, they are rejecting God's righteousness for a righteousness that is based upon their performance. Do you understand? Now, I believe in living godly and living holy, and, you know, you shouldn't watch everything on the television. Certain words after God does a work in your heart shouldn't come out of your mouth. You shouldn't have certain type relationships. You shouldn't live in covetousness. I believe all of that. But see, that's not something you do. That's something that you have become. And it's because the grace is flowing out of you. There are a lot of people, but they're Pharisees. The Pharisees were so bad. Jesus told them, he said, you strain at a gnat, but you swallow a camel. See, they were establishing their own righteousness. What is he talking about? See, they would wash. The Pharisees wouldn't even eat. They asked Jesus one time, said, why don't your disciples wash before they eat? What they meant was this, not that, you know, all of us, you know, we use the little stuff, you know, we wash our hands before. I mean, it makes sense to wash your hands before you eat. They weren't talking about just washing your hands before you eat. They were talking about ceremonial washing. There were 6 water pots they would dip their hands into. And unless they went through all 6, they haven't washed properly. A ceremony. And the disciples, they came through the cornfield plucking corn, eating corn. And they said, how come your disciples eat with unwashed hands? Jesus said, because they're hungry. No, he didn't say that. But what they were trying to get at was, how come they didn't go through the ceremony? And Jesus was here to destroy all that. He was the end of that. Saying it's not about your works, it's about your faith. He said, you strain at a gnat, yet you swallow a camel. What would they do? If a gnat got into one of those water pots, a gnat, you know, they would strain to get it out. I missed it again. I'm going to get this in the potato. Got it. But yet they swallow a camel. Yet they were whited sepulchers, dead on the inside, but went through all this stuff as their righteousness. But yet they were the same ones that crucified Christ. So being ignorant of God's righteousness, many in the church today go about to establish their own righteousness. No earrings in this church. I'm not going to go there. I just throw that out there. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. It's establishing your own righteousness. And it brings about bondage and death. Amen. Romans 10 and 5 says, for Moses described the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which does those things shall live by them. In other words, the law that Moses was given in the Old Testament was weak through the flesh. No one could fulfill it. And so every year, the high priest would have to offer a sacrifice. Every year for atonement. That's when people could do all kind of stuff. And at the end of the year, just offer the sacrifice. We cool. But see, Jesus became the supreme sacrifice. So that now no one has to go up and offer a sacrifice every year. He became the sacrifice, the lamb that was slain. Amen? Now, you cannot, and I want to emphasize this so strongly until it breaks in someone's mindset, you cannot be righteous simply by your performance. You have people in the world that you'll never hear them say anything about the Lord or give any praise to God, that don't love God, don't know God, don't care about God, that can do things well, that can perform, that can do things with excellence.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 12 of Mega Grace, the Heart of Grace. Religion tries to live for God through performance. With religion, people can do things but never become anything because everything is focused on what they do for God. Romans 9 and 30 states, what shall we say then that the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith? Paul is speaking to the Israelites about the stumbling block. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is Dave Freeland, your host on Sounds of Joy, inviting you to listen Sunday mornings at 6 on WCNO FM.